Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today I have the pleasure of having Justin Michael Kelly. He's going to tell us the inside view. He's an actor on the Starz hit series called Magic City. If you have any questions, feel free to pose a question in the chat room, or you can go ahead and call in at 347-324-3460. Justin, welcome to the program.
How you doing, man?
Great. I guess kind of tell us, a lot of our audience like to hear personal views and how this person came to be. So if you can kind of tell us about yourself and how did you become into acting?
I've been modeling since I was 4 years old. My mom had me doing runway. Then she had me in the Florida Sunburst contest. And I've been competing all my life. And then in high school, I got into TV production, drama, and theater and plays. And then in college, I decided this was going to be my career. So I took theater, filming classes, learning the whole behind-the-scenes aspect of it. And then got like 8 agents or so in Florida because they're all non-exclusive. And that led me to Magic City last year. And with Magic City, I was able to get like 3 photo shoots and work like 16 days on the show and work with Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Danny Houston, Jessica Moraes, Olga, all the big-time actors on the show. It was pretty cool watching how they worked, being a part of that set, being a part of the show, which is going to got picked up for 2 more seasons, which is pretty incredible. And I'm really excited to see the series go even farther than what's going to be.
Well, tell us about this. Some of our audience know about this particular series. Kind of tell us in a nutshell about this particular series and what your opinion is to make it so popular.
It's based in 1959 Miami, and I believe that, you know, everybody is so addicted on sex, drugs, gambling, and the mafia back in that time. So that's what people are really getting a grasp on. And in this world, the Miramar Playa is like it's like a palace. It's a palace full of gambling, full of prostituting, and Ike Evans running the whole business. It's very provocative and sexy. They have a lot of nudity. That's what everybody watches it nowadays. So that's probably why most people get grasp onto it.
Wow, yeah, I saw the first series, and it's wild. So, and what is it like? I guess auditioning. When you heard your agent tell you about this particular show, and what is it like on your first day going there to audition for it?
There's never like a nervousness. I mean, on my first couple auditions I ever did, that's when I was nervous, and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing here. And then after that, you start to get the hang of it, and then you start to get your confidence built up, and you know your voice complexion never changes. So you walk in the audition, the casting director tells you to slate your name, and then you start reading whatever words they have you do a cold read, or you have it already memorized, or you just give like a 1 minute or 2 minute monologue, deliver that. And from there on, you know, you either make it or you don't make it. There's either a million no's before that one yes. Most people it takes a million no's before that one yes happens.
And in theory, how long does it normally take? I mean, you do a cold read or you do
Okay. I do cold read memories. I right off the bat, I can improv it too if I decided to. And then it takes either a week or 2 weeks to figure out when you get it, or you can get a call back instantly, like the next day. And it's very different on whatever casting agency it is. Or how long it takes the director to take a look at it, or if they want to do more looks, they'll take in more people, bring in like 200 more actors to see their look. Very, very, very long process sometimes.
You know, it can be either the next day or it can be a whole month or two.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you do a cold read, can I explain to the people when you do a cold read, they just hand you a script and you add it, or they give you like a 5 minutes to read what's going on?
They give me the character breakdown, and they give me about a two minute script to read the character. I can also do video submissions too, and they're starting to do Skype auditions also. So I'll do the cold read. I'll have the character down, and I really want to get the character, whatever voice complexion he has, or whatever emotion he's going to deliver. That's what I have to practice and get that down perfect. If I don't get it down perfect, there's going to be somebody else that'll beat me out.
Wow, so it's a really high competitive nature.
Oh yeah, probably top two competitive with sports and acting.
Wow, sports and acting. So let's back up a second from when you start preparing for college. And you talked about you were doing theater and drama. Tell us how that prepared you to do what you do today.
Theater was, theater is, you had to be loud with your voice. And theater also helped me with my memorization. And then TV production was more of the, you're not loud like you would be in theater to project your voice to the back of the row of like maybe like 5,000 people in the building. And that really helped me practice, really helped me get character breakdowns and progress in my career. And then in college, that's what really helped me, even when I took acting workshops and I was learning with bigger time, like Jimmy Fitzpatrick. He was he's a producer and director. And Michael Bay and all these others that I've started to work with, those are starting to work their way up and starting to learn more and more as I go along and look at how different directors direct and how their actors act also. So and early on in the career, it's pretty cool to watch how my career is starting to blossom.
What does it feel like when you leave college? And you go there and you do your auditions and you seem like you're making inroads.
It's pretty cool, man. It's starting to be surreal. I'm believing it more and more that it's gonna be true, coming true. And I'm just really excited, man. It's just the sky's the limit.
Wow. When you go into the way you schedule everything all together, you have a casting director. When you sit there and do your audition, so you have a casting director and a director, or is that a panel of people?
There's like three people that are there with the camera crew, then an assistant, and then there's another one telling you what to do. And it takes either 20 seconds or it takes a minute, and then you're done. You're out of there. It's like in and out usually, but the waiting is usually the worst part because there's like 200 other actors there that you're waiting to go, and you're just like, All right. You know, everybody's thinking, everybody's pondering their lines. Like, who do I got to beat out here? Because they're all different looks, all different ethnicities, all different races. So they don't know, the casting directors don't know what they want yet. And once they see it on the camera, then they'll be like, all right, this is what he delivered. This is what we want. And then they choose from there.
Well, so how many auditions do you normally do a week?
Sometimes I do two or three a day. And then, once I move out to LA, that's going to be a little bit more, even though that area is so spread out. But sometimes two, or sometimes one, or sometimes none. It usually varies whenever.
Do you specialize in a particular thing, or you just go for everything you can get?
I don't want to typecast myself. I'd rather just have it, action, drama, comedy. I'll do it all because I want to do it all. I want to be it all. So I don't want to just typecast myself as one certain thing and just open the books for everything.
Typecasting, does that kind of play a negative sense? And typecasting yourself, I mean, the only people will see you in a different role, or
people usually see me in the same role. They'll picture me in this movie as that character. They're like, you're always going to be this character. Because there's always an actor, like there's always probably an actor that you look at, you'll be like, oh, he's always going to be Spicoli to me, like Sean Penn will always be Spicoli, because that's how I view certain actors. And then somebody's going to view me as a certain actor. They'll be like, oh, he was in this, da 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 da. He's always going to be considered that to me. So it's different views, different aspects of it. But hopefully I don't get typecasted ever.
Is there really a bad sense, for example? I see some people do the same things over and over and over, they steady working, but they do the same things
in every movie.
But I guess it's a downside. Yeah, you're still working. However, in the other sense, that you might not, you might get a major role, or it might come here and there, or hit and miss, or it just really depends.
Yeah, it's either hit or miss usually sometimes. But I mean, if you get typecasted, you know, it's great and all that you're working, but you're always going to be considered that character.
That's it. Wow, supporting cast. Wow. We're going to take a break real quick, and we'll be back with Justin Michael Kelly, and we're going to talk about more about the Stars Magic City. So we'll be back in one moment.
You're listening to The Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
Well, we'll be back with Justin Michael Kelly. He's going to get us the inside view of Magic City. Tell us about Magic City. I know we talked about it at the top of the hour, but what makes this so special? I mean, it's an exciting series, and it's kind of amazed that someone would take 1959 out of all the periods and talk about the glamour, the style, the mafia and everything. What attracts people to this series the most?
Mitch Glazer had the script writing down so pat. I believe it's so realism. It came truly out of this, and the set was like so real, man. That was in Miami. I couldn't believe it when I stepped on the first set the first day. I was just truly amazed, and all the other actors are truly amazed being a part of that set. And then the actors portrayed very well acted out. And the writing was perfect. The whole thing was all together. It was just quite amazing. And then the cars are. I got to drive the cars, man. I got to drive a Rolls Royce from 1959. That was awesome. They're like, please don't floor it. I'm like, all right. I was pretty
like,
excited when I got in that car.
Wow. So it was air conditioned, right?
Yeah. It was air conditioned, but it's like the wheels are like bigger than you. And the tires are like full on rubber. It's quite incredible.
Wow. So, did they explain where they get these period cars from? They just get from local places.
I think
places,
they've had them.
Collective?
They've had them for like quite some time. I know some of the crew members were telling me that their car. I was like, oh, this is awesome, man. And they're like, please, it's like a $50,000 car over that. And I'm just like, all right. I'm just gonna put it in gear and I'm just gonna go.
Wow.
And I think they had a wreck one too, and I was like, oh no, you put throwing that in the river.
Yeah, I saw the one that went down the river, and I said, it mustn't be all together. It must be looking good for the outside, and they probably just threw a shell of a car there, versus taking a car that they're gonna need for something else, unless they really know how to put it back together quickly. When you walk on, when they give you the role itself. How long do they normally give you to prepare for that particular scene or that particular episode?
You could come in the next day, and they'll have the script for you right there, and you have to just memorize it on the spot. And pretty good with that, yeah. That's what they do. They got to go fast, and they'll just give it to you right on the spot and memorize these. We're going to film in like the next half an hour. We're going to rehearse.
What advice do you give people in trying to memorize material? I mean, are you memorizing pages at a time, or what works for you?
You try to memorize the first bit of it, and then you read that along to the next line. You keep reading. Whenever you get both lines down, you keep moving on to the next line. That's how I go about it, and then I read it out loud also so I can also portray the character too. instead of just reading it in my head. And then you just you keep getting it over and over and over again. Just repetition is all you really need to do.
Okay, so you just keep repeating the phrase over and over over the page.
Over and over again,
yeah. Yeah, until you get it. And they give you a certain amount of time, you know, a few hours or something until you get it down, right?
Mm-hmm. And, okay. You know, it usually just comes to you, and you get it, like, instantly right there. Sometimes, you know, you're like, oh, you got to retake, you got to do a take over again because you forgot a certain line. And it's just all natural. That's how all actors are.
Wow. And when you look at, when you do the series yourself, when you report on the set, how is that the inside view? If you look at walking onto the set, is it in the streets or is it in the is it a room or is it in a hotel or is
it's a warehouse?
Kind of explain. It's a warehouse.
It's a warehouse, yeah. Yeah, the Glades is a warehouse also, and then Burn Notice also has they have a Miami Convention Center. And then this one, they believe they rented out a yacht place, Bertram Yacht, down here in Miami. That's what they rented out. And they put $3 million production into that, and now they're tearing it down, which is pretty depressing because they're putting a hotel there.
Oh, wow. So they
spent
all this money putting it together, and then they had to disassemble it, of course, when it's over.
Disassemble it all.
Wow. And so is it like when you report on set, you know, they give you your own dressing room. Kind of tell us when you walk in, what do they normally provide you?
There's a trailer there that you go to. There's a whole like 20 different trailers to walk into. And you sit down, you know, do your makeup, do your hair, trim up your hair if they have to. And then right there from there, you're waiting in the trailer. Whenever they get the shot down, they set the cameras up. And they got those stand-ins there to basically get the focus in on their face and change lenses. It's a whole process. It takes time.
Okay, so
they
have hair and makeup people to help prepare you guys?
Yeah, there's usually like three or four of them that are usually attached to one main actor. And whenever they do final looks, they always go up and, you know, they're in their face, touching up and checking the hair, see if there's anything hair sticking up. So, got to look perfect for camera.
Wow. And the rest of you, so they have the main actors, they have their own trailers, and then they have everybody else. They have a series of 20 trailers. And from there, once they're ready for the shot, then they just call you. You come and do your shot, and that's it?
Yeah, and then they have to do another take. That's it. And then sometimes you get released, like, after a couple takes. Sometimes it's 12 hours, sometimes it's 15 hours, or maybe it could be half an hour, it could be 10 minutes. It varies from every aspect.
What's the cast like when they're not in front of the camera? So do they goof off and play around? Or?
Yeah, they all goof off. They're all there, you know, whenever we were, like, eating snacks, relaxing. They're very funny. Jessica Moraes is actually pretty hilarious. She's the Ben Diamond's wife. And Danny Houston was very humble, too. He was like, whenever we did the photo shoot together, came up to me, shook my hand, we were talking, chilling. And it was pretty cool. And then Jeffrey Dean Morgan, he's a very nice guy. So I got to be a part of with him. That was quite cool.
Wow. Any crazy stories behind the scenes?
This is not too crazy. They're all, you know, just basic mishaps, drops here and there. Nothing too crazy out of the ordinary.
Wow. Any hints about the direction of how the series is going to be going? I mean, you mentioned they got picked up to two more seasons. And in the seasons, is it off? It's not a season like from fall to spring. It's kind of a mid-season or like a middle of the year.
This is probably going to pick up in the 60s now with the series, and probably more and more gambling, more and more drugs, more nudity. So it's going to be a whole twist to the series, probably, and more killing. So we'll see how Mitch Glazer wants to write it, wants to script it. I don't know what his ideas are right now.
What kind of an idea regarding when it comes to nudity on the set? I mean, they just walk around, or they just have their robe on until they get ready to do the scene. And when they do the scene, they do they they've seen, and then they put their clothes back on and then disappear.
Usually they're robed up, they're covered by a couple people. It's not usually too many people. There's not that many crew around them, so they feel comfortable when they're doing the shot, even though they're going to be showing themselves off to a million people later on down the road. But they want them just comfortable in that scene. So it's usually in a studio, and the studio in a certain area covered around just the cameraman and people all behind the camera looking at the final looks. Everybody's still looking though, so it's pretty funny.
Wow. A couple of other things. What do you see yourself in the next 5 years doing?
Producing, directing, and starring in some of the biggest films. Right now I'm hopefuls on getting my show produced and moving to L.A. in about two months' time and start killing some serious pilots soon.
Wow. Anything yet, big plans? I know it has also you're working on a pilot. HBO?
Yeah, right now I was on The Black Guy and the Jew. That's he's still finishing up the first pilot, and then we're gonna start shooting the next five episodes on that. And Matthew Nyes, he's a pretty good actor down here in South Florida. He's coming up right now, and mm-hmm. me and him are really good friends, and we're gonna take it to the top with me and him. And he's getting some big time actors on that right now. We're keeping that secret until it's finalized. But when it's finalized, we're going to release the names of who's going to be a part of the show. But that right there is going to be a pretty big part of the new HBO series.
Wow. So any advice that you have of a person who's looking to get into this particular industry coming up?
They should always be confident and believe in themselves. And never give up, no matter how many no's they achieve. There's always that one yes that will be so much greater than all those no's. And you got to have a thick skull. You got to have a thick skull and thick skin for this.
Wow. And lastly, how do you manage all of this? Do you have, like, an agent? You have a manager? You have a publicist?
I have a publicist. I have a management. Shannon Rose is a great publicist. He's helping me move my career on even farther. And I have about like 10 agents here in South Florida right now. And once I move to LA, there's one agent that you're going to have. So pretty soon I'm about to drop everybody here in Florida, even though I love them to death.
Okay, so you're in Florida right now. However, when you actually move into Los Angeles, you just have one agent. Okay, Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's one exclusive agent, and you usually have one publicist towards your name. And from there on, you can get another management company too.
Okay. And how does it normally work when you have a publicist and you have a manager? You just pay a certain amount every single month, and you just keep them on payroll, or how do you actually manage
definitely.
A publicist?
Every month you pay them a certain fee, and from there on they expand you to the media outlets and pretty much put you release a form whenever you're going to do a new project. And, just build buzz about you.
Okay. And then from the managers, do they get a certain percentage on what they booked or
sometimes
a manager?
It's 10% or 20% of whatever they get to be booked on, usually.
Okay,
and,
so that's the incentive.
Yeah, that's the extent of what a management company, and the agent can be 10% or 20% also.
Okay. Wow, that's amazing. Well, I guess one manager would probably do, but they work hard for it. So any last words you'd like to leave our audience?
They can follow if they want to find any more information about me. They can follow me on Twitter at jkills40. And pretty much I'm going to be on IMDb also, so I'm having an IMDb account, and you can IMDb me. Just look forward to what I'm going to be on. There's plenty of stuff coming around.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate it, Justin. You come in and tell us inside views of the Star series and tell us more about yourself. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I wish you the best. Take care.
All right.
Again, it's been another production of the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. Thank you for listening, and everybody have a great day. We do like you to, if you don't mind, write reviews on iTunes about the series. We have had probably for this month alone a lot of downloads. People are downloading these episodes just for this month alone. And we're in our fifth month, but we have probably, I know on the, I think I was looking through stats this morning, we've had probably just on this site alone nearly 50 downloads on this series across the board. So if you can just write reviews about them, it kind of tells us what things that we're covering that is working for you or some things that you're missing, because it's kind of ironic. Some of the shows that we didn't think were people going to make comments on, they're making comments on, and they listen to us over and over and over again. Those were a problem, some of the ones that we thought are not. So we're trying to focus on what series that actually that you won't want to listen to. We do 62 shows a month. And because we do these 62 shows a month, we just want to know exactly what you guys want to hear. So, again, thank you for listening, and everybody have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.